Yes.
I was reminded of the sutta where the monk who had formerly been a king kept exclaiming, oh, what bliss.
Yes, Badia. That's the denouement of this book. Lumpur Pasana's final chapter is called Oh, What Bliss. The other monks think he's lost the plot. He's wandering around the monastery saying, wow, what bliss, what bliss. And oh, my goodness. Badia is fantasizing about his life in the palace. He's lost in his memories. And he says, oh, no, no, no. When he's invited to talk with the Buddha, then he makes it clear, oh, I'm saying, oh, what bliss, because when I was a king and I was a ruler, I was always anxious and surrounded by guards in the throne room, guards outside the throne room, guards around the palace, guards around the town, and always I was afraid of being attacked, being hurt, being harmed. And now I've got nothing. I just have my robes and my bowl and my life in the forest. So this is great. So he was clarifying that that state of renunciation was extremely blissful because of that embodiment of non-ownership.